As Iraq's new interim constitution was being drafted, Iraqi women's groups pushed for 40% representation in any elected parliament, while Islamist hardliners opposed quotas. The compromise, 25% of the parliamentary seats for women, is a goal, but not a guarantee. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
On the banks of the Tigris River, more than a dozen fishing boats ferry passengers across the murky water, while old men play backgammon in the sun. They hardly notice the figures wrapped in black who arrive at the front gate of an old Baghdad mansion across the street, the headquarters of an organization called Women for Women International. Inside, more than a dozen women sit on cushions on the floor. These women meet once a week to talk about the future and about themselves. It is a common story. After three wars and the executions carried out by Saddam's regime, many Iraqi women are widows or single.
Iraqi women are saying, don't box us into what we can do. We've struggled so much, we don't want to be forgotten right now.
Zainab Salbi heads Women for Women International. She's worked in other war zones, but this program is personal. Salbi is an Iraqi American. Her grandfather once lived in the shabby mansion on the Tigris River that is now the headquarters for a new program to teach women practical skills.
We work with the poorest of the poor, and these women, I call them tough cookies, the toughest cookies, rather, right? Really. Wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to the fish market, buy fish, negotiate with men, and these women are saying, we want to be included in every sector in the country.
In a few weeks, the center will offer classes, including carpentry and computers, also microloans. These Iraqi women are encouraged to sign up to improve their lives. There are no accurate statistics on women in Iraq, but stop in to see Dr. Raja Kuzai, an Iraqi gynecologist, and she talks about her own studies. Dr. Kuzai is one of three women on Iraq's governing council. Recently, she opened a center for widows in her hometown of Diwaniya in southern Iraq and was surprised by the response.
I thought it was amazing, it was full of young widows, and there were about 500 on a very short notice.
By her count, 7% of the women under 40 in Diwaniya had lost a husband in Saddam's wars, or their men had been executed by Saddam's regime.
Honestly, I started to think how to help these widows, young widows, and most of them they got children, and nobody supported them.
One way to support them, says Dr. Kuzai, is to make sure women are represented in Iraq's elected parliament. She organized this conference in Baghdad last month. 2,000 professional Iraqi women, doctors, professors, lawyers, cheered and supported her call for women's representation. In this conservative culture, Dr. Kuzai even lobbied Iraq's religious establishment. An Iraqi Shiite herself, she paid a call on the most influential Shiite Muslim cleric in Iraq, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who told her men and women have equal rights.
He said, if she's highly educated, if she's an honest woman, she can be a minister and she can even a president. This is what he told me.
But even a Grand Ayatollah can't ensure women win elections, which is why Zainab Salbi, head of Women to Women International, includes workshops on democracy. She plans on opening 9 more women's centers in the capital.
We cannot lose the time. This is a historical moment we're living in Iraq. This is where everything is being negotiated. Women lose this time, and it will take us 10 to 20 years to get back.
Some of the Iraqi women here already say they will put their names forward in an election. Deborah Amos, NPR News.